Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. We're talking with Eric G here, and of course that means Miss Whippin is on the other end, clear on the other side of the country in Tampa. You are in Tampa today, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How's the cats, by the way?
They are fine. They're in the bedroom, as usual, when I'm on the show, so they don't bug me.
There you go. I'm in Portland. Eric's in Lake Oswego. And so, welcome. This is the time where we get a few irrelevant and irreverent questions. And so, I think Eric's probably prepared for that. Let me grab my list of questions here.
I should have brought some more questions for you. I wanted to ask you about your OnlyFans barbecue page.
Well, it's hot. Just got to be careful of your tongs because nothing's worse than getting the end of your tongs burnt.
Yeah. I thought it was called Only the Q or something like
Only that. Only the Q. No, I think that's Meathead's deal.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm not sure. By the way, Meathead's going to be coming up, in a couple of weeks and he's got a big announcement. So we're going to let him make the announcement. I'm not going to spoil it, but it's pretty cool what they've done. Anyway, we're talking with Eric G here from around the house. And here's our lightning round questions, because Eric, you haven't been asked these for a while. So we'll get this going. First question. Have you ever eaten haggis?
Not that I know of.
You're lucky. Yeah, that makes three of us. I've seen it. I just couldn't. Like my hand, I couldn't get it to do that. I had mental paralysis and, oh no, fat boy, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. Besides Leanne and myself, if you could work with one of your barbecue heroes, who would it be?
I'd probably go Michael Simon.
That'd be good.
Yeah. That'd be good. And he'd be entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, it would be fun. I that's part of it, right? Somebody cooked great. Awesome. But, you know, I've been to his place in Vegas before. It was solid barbecue and seems like he'd be a blast. Yeah. So to me, it's kind of an experience, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's a fun guy. He is a fun guy. And he plays golf. Remember that, Leanne? He plays golf. And he also speaks in the way Eric and I speak sometimes. And I've heard you speak that way too, Leanne. So that's okay. he's done that. Okay. What's the funkiest thing you saw at the Hardwater show that you just went, no, that's not going to do it?
Oh, yeah, there was an invention that I went, nah, it was a tube that hooked up to your toilet. That went into this thing about the size of a 5-gallon bucket that was a charcoal filter that was an air filter for your bathroom. And it was the clunkiest. It literally looked like somebody's white bucket in a tube. It was a smell eraser for your bathroom. And I went,
no,
not a chance. Not a chance. That was probably the worst one that I saw.
Did it look like one of those homemade air conditioners that always hits YouTube every summer when it's about 100 degrees and they say, go buy a block of dry ice, get a little 8-volt fan, cut a hole in the top of it. You know, one of those things.
Pretty much. This was not much more refined than that. So it was a corrugated hose that came up underneath the toilet seat and kind of, I was like, I walked by and went, not a chance.
The visual of that is not good.
No, I mean, I hate to say, what are the messages you're giving to your guests when they walk in going, you need that in this house?
I mean, right.
All the bath fans use it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a, you know, it's a sensitive subject for, except for the Charmin bears at night, I guess, on TV, but you know, like that. Eric, if you could cook for a historical figure, who would it be? And what would you cook for them?
Hmm. Ah, that's a good one. Historical figure.
Yeah, they can be dead. We'll dig
them
up.
Yeah, well, that's the fun part. I think I would have to go. I have to go Abraham Lincoln, and the guy looks like he needed to have a steak. He was too thin.
Yeah. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. Yeah, probably two steaks. I got a feeling when the guy finally sat down to eat, he could probably eat a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't.
I mean, he's a big dude, but needed some meat on the bone, shall we say.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the one thing at the show, at the hardware show? It doesn't have to be with barbecue or anything, but what was the one thing that you said, that's it? That's, you know, it was like the best, absolute best, hottest thing you saw.
It was something super low budget. And actually, no, I'm going to change that. There's two things. The one I think was the best was this vice, and it's this IQ vice. And, you know, you think of the vice that goes on your workbench. But this thing would completely rotate around. So you could literally put a bike on it and spin the bike around in a circle. So it had all these different jaws, and it was a couple $100, but you literally could put anything on it. I could work on a guitar, a piece of pipe, a chainsaw, a mountain bike, or a motorcycle off of it. It would hang. So it was really innovative for, I like it when somebody takes something that hasn't changed for 200 years and went, all right, we're going to reimagine this thing and make it super cool. And that was cool. The other one I had, if I was going to do a runner up on that, was this little $59 tool that on one side had a broom. The other side, and this is called the Aero Broom, has a little leaf blower that's USB chargeable. That's a 2-speed. So if you wanted to like blow out around the outdoor kitchen or even the dog hair under the fridge, it's not like you're getting your big leaf blower out and making a huge mess, but it's just enough to be able to move the dog hair, the ashes that are coming down around the backside of the barbecue and clean it up without making a mess. And it weighs 2 pounds and you just plug into a USB-C charger. So
I like that.
For $59, that was a killer deal.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Yeah. So that was trick.
If you could erase one mistake from your past, what would it be? I didn't say who. I said, what would it be and why?
I'm going to have to put an ex-wife on that one.
That's why I said no.
Not saying names.
No, say names.
Search my name on Rolling Stone magazine. You'll find out on top.
Yeah, I know. I know. What would it be, though?
No, boy. I think back in the day, it was starting my own business too early, actually up in Seattle with the wrong business partner. But I think that's what that would be, you know, trying to grow that business too fast with the wrong people.
Yep. And so what does a fantasy day for Eric G look like? And what do you do for activities?
That would be a day with no radio or TV to start with. So I'm not doing my media stuff, which is pretty rare. You know, it's going to be chilling out. It's going to be day drinking. It's going to be having a good time, barbecuing, sitting outside 75 degrees and having friends over, listen to music. Just pretty simple.
That's great.
I like that. Leanne, you're a day drinker, aren't you?
No.
I can't be drinking all day starting the morning.
Yeah.
No, never happen.
Well, if you just don't quit, I knew guys in my career that just never stopped. So it didn't matter if it was morning or night. They were doing.
No, I'm not talking a lot of drinking, but it's nice having that mimosa in the morning while you're having breakfast and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. 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 I'm almost hesitant to ask you this, but if we put your skills to music, what would the music be?
Oh, that's well.
No Steel Panther.
Well, actually, here's a little inside secret that most people don't know. Half of the music in my show are bands that I actually played in and that I helped write.
Oh.
So if you hear songs on there, so it's it's rock, hard rock, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So
yeah,
it's my Seattle music band days. But yeah, probably almost half the stuff in there is are off of albums that I played on.
That's cool.
The only song I ever wrote was Two Fried Eggs and a Broken Heart for Breakfast. I wrote the lyrics to that song. Never got recorded by anybody, but yeah. Would you describe yourself as corn-fed or grass-fed?
Oh, I'm corn-fed.
Attaboy. Attaboy. If you
in high school, I was grass-fed, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I know. I know. Grass-fed and Cheerios. If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Ooh. I'm more honey badger.
Okay. All right. What's the biggest mistake you think people make when they're trying to build their own version of an outdoor kitchen?
Not enough research on the materials they're using. They didn't plan out from start to finish where they want it to be. Maybe they take step one and, oh, I'm going to do this, but they didn't really think of all the things that are going there.
Right.
So the planning gets missed. They go, I wanted to put water in, or I wanted to put electrical in, but I already got it sealed up. So it's one of those things that planning always seems to get missed.
You know, I learned something a long time ago. A guy told me, you remember the Peter principle, you know, where somebody in business would rise to one level above their competency. Mm-hmm. I learned the 6P principle. You know what that is?
What is that?
Is proper planning prevents piss poor performance.
There you go.
That's the 6P principle.
Yep. Yeah,
absolutely like that. A couple last things and we'll get out of here. What's one thing you miss about your 20s?
The able to recover after a long night. Trade shows now, great example. Last week, my rule, only rule in Vegas is back to the hotel by midnight.
Yep.
Because nothing ever happens good after midnight. And two, you pay for it twice the next day.
Well, yep. It's odds on favorite, so to speak.
Yep.
Last one here, buddy. What would your last meal be on death row?
Dry-aged ribeye. Like 96 ounces, as big as I could get it.
We give you one of those.
You're just trying to prolong your life because it would take you a couple days to get through it.
Yeah.
You're thinking like I am.
Eric G from around the house. Thanks for the insight from the barbecue and the hardware show. And
yeah, for sure. That was great.
Yeah. It's all good. Fun. Hit them with your website one more time. Where can they listen to your show?
All right. So, any podcast player out there. So I think we're on almost 30 of them. So just look for Around the House Show. Website is Around the House Online. And then you can find, so much of my social media, YouTube out there as well. But really, if you just go over to Around the House Online, you'll find, all my social channels over there. You'll find the YouTube stuff. It's all on the page.
Cool.
Perfect. Thank you.
Eric Gorenson from Around the House. Leanne Whippin, Barbecue Hall of Famer.
Peter of Bobby Flay.
A slayer, a flayer.
Yeah.
Flayer. I'll come up with something, believe me.
There we go.
We'll do that. And then there's just little old me, microphone guy here. Anyway, we will be back next week with another edition of After Hours. We thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing your valuable time with us. And we look forward to doing it again. Until then, remember our motto: turn it, don't burn it. Go out, have some barbecue, have some fun. Take care, everybody. And most of all, be kind. See ya. Mm-hmm.